It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 9:31 with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman, and joining us, as he does every week, is Jerome Katz, professor of business at the Slew Chaffin School of Business, looking at traditional St. Louis industries, planes and cars. Jerry, let's start with Boeing. The commercial airline division strike is still causing problems. What's the latest there? Once the strike is over, will they have a lot of orders to fill or what?
Well, Boeing's in the news because they bragged about delivering 33 planes last month, and most of those were 737 Maxes. So people are thinking, where did those get built? Well, the thing is, they were built where the strike took place, but they were finished before the strike stopped. It took Boeing the rest of the month to finish them up, clean them up, and drag them out to the tarmac for the airlines to pick them up. So the only other planes, commercial airplanes, that Boeing's producing are 787s, which are made in a non-union plant in South Carolina. But that means that the planes that are made for the military division here in St. Louis are super important to Boeing, because those planes are the only ones that are literally bringing money into Boeing right now. So the crew here, the production crew here in St. Louis, is safe, but we've all heard that some of the administrative staff, particularly folks not on the military side, have been laid off temporarily. That said, Boeing has a back order of 5,456 aircraft. And you remember, we're talking hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars for these aircraft. And of that number, 4,137 are MAX 737 planes. So they have a lot of planes to make and a lot of ways to recoup any money that they have to pay out as a result of this strike. So it's an interesting story for Boeing. There are going to be plenty more to hear about that over the weeks and years.
Jerry, let's turn to cars. I did not realize that Hurricane Helene impacted automakers, and so now they're facing Milton as well. Tell us more about that.
Well, remember that strange path that Helene took, coming, you know, up through Louisiana and Texas, and then coming way north, almost to St. Louis, and making a right-hand turn. Well, doing all that basically had it cut and do all kinds of damage to what the auto industry calls the I-69 corridor. Interstate 69 starts on the northern side of Detroit and actually ends up in Texas. And that is along the I-69 corridor is where most of the auto manufacturing capacity of the U.S. is now located. So that hurricane actually did damage to much of the southern and eastern part of the I-69 corridor. What that meant was that some parts companies were unable to make parts, and two GM plants, one up in Detroit that makes big trucks, and another in Arlington, Texas, that makes their big SUVs like the Cadillac Escalade, both ran out of parts. So they had to schedule temporary shutdowns. They're back in operation. The supply chain is working once again. But GM, it's kind of a warning to GM and the rest of the auto industry that with this super active hurricane season, they need to be ready for those kind of supply chain breakdowns more than ever before. the Milton, which is about to hit Florida, is not going to, it's not likely to damage any plants making parts for cars. On the other hand, think of all the fruits and vegetables that the rest of the country gets from Florida, and it's about to take a big hit. Of course, our missing our oranges is nothing compared to the need the folks have down there for our resources and our food and supplies to rebuild Florida. So the auto industry is now forewarned and forearmed. The rest, trying to take care of Florida the next few months, is going to be our responsibility.
Slew Chaffetz School of Business Professor Jerome Katz, thank you very much for the visit.
Have a great week. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.